Do you know exactly where your property lines are? Do you have your garden fenced high enough to keep the rabbits out? From the beginning, Portsmouth settlers were concerned about property boundaries and managing crops and livestock. The stone wall in back of the Portsmouth Historical Society building marks the original boundary of the Christian Union Church lot. Over the years, the Society was able to buy a second lot that now houses the old town hall and the parking area of the museum building. From our founding, good fencing was called for, and the town council mandated it. The book Early Records of the Town of Portsmouth is filled with concerns about fences. References to requiring a hedge or fence begin in 1640. As land grants were given out, there was a 1643 mandate that the responsibility equally be borne half by one party and half the other party, fenced in, with a general fence and fences to be maintained by the proportion agreed. People were appointed by the town to view the fence run, and others were appointed as judges to determine property line disputes. The first fences in Portsmouth were hedges or wooden post and rails. Stone walls became more permanent. Eventually, Rhode Island had the highest percentage of fences, 78%, being made of stone. Boundary fences would be shorter, while fences to protect crops from damage or to pen in livestock were higher. These walls around the building witnessed much of Portsmouth's history, and we strive to preserve them for future generations.